Is the world becoming more disenchanted? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Doug Challenger, professor of sociology at Franklin Pierce University, looks into how religious thought is trending across the globe.
Who would have predicted that we would be experiencing the second great period of world pilgrimage in the late 20th and early 21st centuries? Most social theorists in the last century thought religion and practices like pilgrimage would wither away and ultimately be replaced by scientific rationality and other secular pursuits. 100 years ago, the German sociologist Max Weber famously called this secularizing trend the disenchantment of the world. And for much of the 20th century, it did seem to be the case that religion was declining in significance as modernization spread around the globe. But since the turn of the 21st century, scholars and other observers are beginning to rethink the secularization thesis, as world events and new trends seem to clearly point to the fact that a religious imagination and interest in the spiritual is still a strong aspect of social life almost everywhere. The Camino de Santiago, a 1,200-year-old Catholic pilgrimage route in Europe, is one example of today's global spiritual and religious renaissance. These days, over 250,000 people a year travel this route mostly on foot and mostly as a kind of spiritual quest. While on pilgrimage to Santiago, people from diverse religious and secular backgrounds and identities walk together, engaging in the same rituals and practices like carrying a small stone or other item to leave behind. Offering each other the same Buen Camino greeting, they become a community of fellow pilgrims, attuned to mutual understanding and respect. Through its rituals and practices, the Camino pilgrimage is developing the social imaginary that will become more widely embraced as we learn to see modernity as a post-secular age, where religion and secularity no longer need to be experienced as antagonistic worldviews.
That was Doug Challenger of Franklin Pierce University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.